Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If that line falls on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back. Yeah.
Chris McMichael.
On the fan. McMonagle here with you for the next 3 hours as we got you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. We got Fleegs on the other side, 888-808-1019, and we're taking your calls till then. So apparently they fired the coach because I don't know if you've noticed, but it felt like the Giants played a somewhat representable football game where they fought hard. They had a lead in the fourth quarter. Their defense gives up the game-winning touchdown drive, and they make just enough mistakes to lose. It's almost a weekly basis of the exact same Giant game over and over and over. And yet, I still sung this morning. I still had enough pep in my step to give you a song at the open of the show, because you know what? What's the point of yelling anymore? What's the point of being mad? In fact, I am going to make a case over the next few minutes and over the next 3 hours, possibly, with your calls at 888-808-1019, that was about as good a Giant game as you could have had yesterday. Quite honestly, it could have been as good a game with the results you wanted as much as humanly possible for this team. Because I have said it, I mean it. Without Jackson Dart, this whole thing is about Jackson Dart. And we'll get into everything that came with yesterday. We'll get into the story about, you know, the leak story to Schefter about trying to get through to Jackson Dart. We'll get to the coach search that Glazer gave out on the Fox pregame show. But I don't believe there is anything to build without the quarterback. I said this on Saturday. I'll continue to say it. Jackson Dart is the future of the New York Giants. And if he's not playing, I don't believe in building anything. We all know, most likely, even though I was open to it, Mike Kafka's not going to be the head coach of this team moving forward. This defense and Shane Bowen, who clearly needs to go, right? He clearly needs to go. But what's the difference at this point? What is firing Shane Bowen going to do? Like, what, you think you're turning your season around at 2-9? Without him and Jameis Winston played great, and there was a lot of, like, again, but without the quarterback, what does it matter? When I see Jackson Dart out there, I want Jackson Dart to play well. When I see Jackson Dart out there, I believe there is something about building a winning culture behind your quarterback, that he needs to go out there and be successful, that he needs to work with this team and instill belief that he is the leader of the team. I believe there is something to gain by having a good performance and a winning performance with your future quarterback, with Jameis Winston, with this bunch, with a guy who's not going to be the head coach, with a GM who day to day continues to show why he shouldn't be the general manager anymore. And we got that on full display. So you got on full display, and we'll get into all the different reasons why, but you got on full display why this GM, who picked a cornerback in the first round who cannot play, who picked a wide receiver in the third round, who literally gives up on routes with the game on the line and answered every question about whether or not that had to be about Brian Daboll or not. He absolutely stinks. Banks stinks. Everything about this GM has been a failure as much as anybody else in that building. You've got a coach who's not going to be the coach, a GM who shouldn't be the GM, a defensive coordinator who shouldn't be the defensive coordinator, and you're playing without your star quarterback. You know what? Giants are now in position to have the second pick in the draft, and that's the best case scenario, losing a game where they showed you just enough to keep you involved. They made just enough good decisions roster-wise, right? Because finally they IR Evan Neal. See ya. They decide to sit Banks at points of this game. They bring back Hodgins with, like, you want to talk about all the different reasons why this GM, and let's start there because I know you don't want to hear about the tanking. And to me, once the quarterback is back, I'll change my tune. But with this game, I'm sorry. Best case scenario. We saw that I was annoyed for 5 minutes because they found another way to lose in the exact same manner that they have lost countless games this season. But once I got past it into five minutes later, I realized, you know what? They made the right decision starting Jameis Winston. They made the right decision finally moving on from Evan Neal. They brought back Hodgins, which they should have done forever ago. They played a representative game. They were up in the fourth quarter against a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, who's on practically life support at 5-3-1, now 6-3-1, with all the rumors about their coach being fired, and they're right there toe-to-toe with them with a lead in the fourth quarter. It's as good as it can get. That's how depressing this place is. That's how miserable this team is. That's as good as it can get. And they still lost, and now they're the second pick in the draft. And it can't be made by this GM. But let's get to all the different things, right? First of all, Hodgins. This dude was here with the New York Giants and Mike Kafka back in 22. He was their best receiver down the stretch of the season and had a very good Minnesota playoff game. He's been wasting away in Pittsburgh, doing nothing on the practice squad. They've gone down. We have not seen neighbors for how long? How many weeks have we been talking about this lousy wide receiving group? Lousy. Hyatt can't play. The offense is terrible. The wide receiving group is terrible. And this guy's wasting away. The minute Kafka takes over, he brings him in. He's their leading receiver today. He's the best wide receiver on the field for the Giants. Why did it take Mike Kafka to be the head coach before that decision was made? Where is this general manager? This general manager who has no idea what he's doing with the kicker, has no idea what he's doing with first round picks, has no idea what he's doing with the wide receiver group. Where was this guy all year? Like, it's amazing to me. And I know I wasn't screaming about it necessarily, but it's not my job to scream about everything. But we have heard it. We have seen it. We know it works with this. We know he works inside the offense. He comes in 2 seconds, and he's the best wide receiver on the field. Like, and so you got Hodgins. Then you got Banks. And I'm sorry. Like, we all know it. And he, you know how you know the player is bad? Again, they traded up to get this guy in the first round. He is finally, after really the Denver game, even the Chicago game, down the stretch, he doesn't get his head around. He doesn't play the ball right. He's just lost out there. He looks awful. yesterday, again, looked awful again. No interest in tackling, right? We saw that in the 49er game. No interest in tackling. All that was still there. But on the touchdown...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To Watson, right in the middle of the field, he played it as well as you could. And he still can't. That ball gets knocked away by every other cornerback in the NFL. How do you allow him to make that catch? He is awful. This is an indictment on the GM. It's an indictment on everything that's wrong with the New York Giants. It is just out and out a disaster every week in the same fashion. And so we got the idea that this GM couldn't bring in a wide receiver. He has no idea what he's doing with the cornerbacks. They're playing practice squad guys intentionally. Intentionally. They're not. It's not necessarily due to injuries. Banks is fine. In the second half, they are playing practice squad cornerbacks and safeties on purpose because they're the better options. And you're going to tell me it's about Brian Daboll? Brian Daboll gave you this exact game. This is exactly the same. And I'm not trying to tell you Mike Kafka is a great coach or that, like, that's the, you know, or it's some sort of indictment on him or, like, even with a great head coach, this is what it looks like. I get it. But this is the same game that you got with Brian Daboll. A competitive game, a first half where the offense, opening drive, where the scripted first offense, you could tell Mike Kafka was good at that. Opening drive, scripted game plan, whoop, right down the field, touchdown. How many games have they had an opening touchdown drive? And you know they're going to lose. You want to make some money? Wait until the Giants score the first touchdown of the game and then bet against them. Because it happens week in and week out. Once the defense is allowed to make some adjustments, it's not the same. And I know they're playing with Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston was absolutely the right choice to play in this game. But, I mean, you got first-round picks who are being IR'd, first-round picks who can't play in the defensive backfield. You've got a wide receiver, a third-round pick. He doesn't run the route on the final play of the game. Now, you could argue, and I heard Lori make the case, I even think Sean made the case, that he should not be the number one option on an opportunity to win the football game in the end zone. I get that. No one expects him not to run the route. This is what we're dealing with. This is what Giant fans are dealing with. We are dealing with a horrible roster laden with terrible picks from this GM. And as we start to turn to what will really matter, because as I told you, did yesterday really matter? Does 2-9 matter from 3-8? Does it really matter? It does not. And I would make the case, and I just did before, that for me, this was a positive outcome for the New York Giants. It makes the GM look worse. They gave you just enough to be interested in the game against a good quality team in the Packers, but they ended up losing. And even what are you going to do firing the defensive coordinator? Honestly, is Shane Bowen awful? He's awful. And right now my concern is, and he's going to be something we talk about throughout the show here, Abdul Carter, who had a miserable game. Abdul Carter, who was, you know, you heard Tiki talk about it in the postgame show. You heard Carl Banks talk about it in the postgame show. He was biting on the inside option read and play fakes all day. He is out there hunting sacks. Plain and simple. It's been 10 weeks, 11 weeks. He doesn't have a sack yet, and that's what's on his mind. Not his assignment. Not making sure he does what's best for the defense. He's out there to try and get that zero off the board so that he doesn't have to be considered a bust or in the ire of the fans. Like, this defense is coached so poorly, it's obvious. But what's the difference? Where are they going to go? Who are they going to promote? Is it going to make a difference at 2-9? Like, do it. Fine. Okay, do it. Who cares? Like, all I care about is Jackson Dart. That's all I care about. The story before the game is more significant about the future of this team than the game. Whether it be the leak, whether it be Glazer telling us who the head coaches might be, and we'll get to it, and the names don't inspire me. I'm not all that excited about who's going to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. It's just, I mean, how many times? Third and long, this defense continues to give up big plays. They give up a touchdown pass to Willis. Like, it doesn't even matter. It is so bad. It is just so bad that at some point, like, to me, this is it. If ownership doesn't realize that this roster is the problem and it's not the scapegoated coach, right? Brian Daboll needed to go, right? We all got to that point, even me. But you watch this game. Tell me how this didn't look exactly the same. This is exactly the same. The offense plays hard. They get an opening drive touchdown. They give you just enough to feel inspired, but there really are no weapons. I thought the offensive line, you want to talk about another shining example of why I do feel better about this game while having lost? How well did this offensive line play? How hard was Singletary and Tracy running in this game? With the wind, obviously, we saw all the missed kicks throughout the league in the East Coast this week. But the offensive line played as good a game as it has played in forever. They ran the football. They kind of exerted their will at one point over this Packers team. They were down the field consistently. Pushes at the end, never giving up, pushes at the end of drive. When was the last time you saw a quarterback sneak go for 10 yards? I thought the offensive line played its best game that we have seen them play in forever. They were out there with a determined determined nature to run the football, knowing their quarterback wasn't playing, knowing the wind, knowing the wide receiver group. They out there, they went out there, and you know, Breeze was talking about a pregame how they were going to try and run the football, and they did. And they did a good job of it. They controlled the game. They won the time of possession game. It's two turnovers. Other than that, the Giants played a really crisp, sound game for a lot of it, but they are not good enough. The team isn't good enough. The roster isn't good enough. The defense isn't good enough. The defensive backfield is a joke. The wide receiver group is a joke. They bring in a guy off the Pittsburgh Steelers practice squad who was with them a handful of years ago. They bring him back, and immediately he's the best wide receiver on the team. That is an indictment of this general manager. The kicker, the wide receiver group, the defensive backfield, the whiffed picks. Like, it goes on and on and on. And the Giants are going to sit here and tell us that he's going to lead the coach search? It doesn't make any sense. It just continues to baffle me. So when I look at this game, I see a lot of positives. I got to be honest with you. I see a lot of positives. They did everything I'd want them to do. They set themselves up for the better pick by losing. The wide receiver group showed that Hyatt can't play, which is an indictment on this GM. Hodgins comes in, is immediately their best wide receiver, an indictment on this GM. They, earlier in the game, jettisoned Evan Neal, an indictment on this GM. Banks is unable and incapable of making a play on the ball as a first-round pick, an indictment on this GM. The offensive line played well. They did everything but win the game. And hopefully it sounds like Jackson Dart's going to be back next week, and then you can go about really concerning yourself about how this offense look and how this team looks with their future quarterback. And we'll get to the coaching search and the names Glazer gave out. We'll get to the story and the leak to Adam Schefter about how they have been trying to get through to this quarterback. And I think a little bit of that being overblown by certain people and being, you know, it doesn't make the organization look good that there are these leaks. No, but I mean, I think we all understood that Jackson Dart on some level had a role to play in this. We saw how he played in college. We saw him on the show with Gruden being yelled at and called irresponsible. And we see now with the way he runs and the way other quarterbacks run that he can change his game. It's not the five. We talk about five. Design runs from the quarterback, and we make it seem like that's some outrageous number that Brian Daboll was out there willing to risk life and limb of this quarterback to save his job. It's outrageous. So we'll get to all that surrounding the Giants. Who's their next head coach? And God, could this game at the very least show us, and more importantly, show this ownership group that there is no way you can keep this general manager. It's going to make the next head coaching search more difficult. And he doesn't deserve it, plain and simple. I don't care what he does behind the scenes. I don't care how impressed they are that he actually uses computers where Dave Gettleman was out there just throwing grass up in the air to see which way the wind blows. Like, I get it. But my God, could there be any more of a clear indication that this roster isn't good enough, that this team isn't good enough, that his ability to pick first-round picks where he's been given a plethora of them over the last handful of years isn't good enough, and I'm not going to trust him with what right now is the second overall pick? The result of the game was predictable. The result of the game doesn't hurt them at 2-8. A lot of the things were actually somewhat positive and at least confirmed a lot of the things we need everyone to see. The GM stinks. It wasn't just the head coach. The head coach was part of it, but the general manager is not good enough. He shouldn't be here. He shouldn't impact who the next head coach is. He shouldn't have to be a concern when hiring the next head coach. You've got a team that has a lot of talent up front defensively. It should be better and should be coached better. You've got a team now with an offensive line where it feels like, despite some penalties from Illuminor, and we can get into some of the different aspects of this game, but despite a couple penalties from Illuminor consistently now for the last handful of weeks, I feel like the two tackles have solidified themselves. We're seeing the best this young center has played in his entire career over the last few weeks, since, you know, even in between dealing with an injury. And the offensive line yesterday, I thought played as a unit, its best game that we have seen. When is the last time you've watched a Giant game and heard the broadcast praising the offensive line? Praising it. You've got an offensive line that is functioning. You have a young stud quarterback who is a dual threat on a rookie contract. You've got young talent up front defensively. At least we hope we do. This is what will be and should be a very enticing job for any head coaching candidate out there. Don't ruin it by keeping a GM who week to week proves he isn't fit. No more a better example than what we saw yesterday. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So we'll get to all of it. It's not as frustrating a loss for me. It's over. The frustrating, getting really upset, not singing in the opens, letting it ruin my Sunday, those are over. They're 2-9. The team is not good enough to win games. They don't know how to win games. And right now, that's probably their best attribute because they have the second overall pick, and hopefully they recognize that this GM isn't the man who can make that pick or even make a trade because they have the quarterback. They could be sitting there in the catbird seat picking second overall with the ability to do anything. Pick a great player. Trade out and get a ton of picks for a quarterback. It can't be Joe Shane. It cannot.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right. McMonagle here with you on the Fan, 228-888-808-1019. We got you for another 2.5 hours. We take you to 5 o'clock off of this lousy Giant game. We'll get to some other things throughout the show. The first domino in MLB offseason fell with Naylor re-signing with the Seattle Mariners. What does that mean for Pete Alonso? We'll get to that. The injury to OG Anunoby, 2 weeks, and will be re-evaluated. What does that mean for the Knicks? And, of course, what's going on with your New York Giants as a couple things happened before the game. We can get to the game again at 888-808-1019. Any specific plays or specific thoughts? The final play of the final offensive play of the game. The interception that, for all intents and purposes, ended the game, as well as the defense allowing a touchdown drive, as well as just everything about it, everything about the game. I was identical. I sat there just watching. I'm like, I know exactly. It's amazing. You know exactly how it's going. And to me, the indictment on the general manager with every single thing we see. And listen, I thought the coach made some really interesting decisions roster-wise, like things that felt like they needed to happen, kind of happened under this coach, including, you know, the story about Abdul Carter, who didn't play the first defensive series and then played every snap after that, but I guess obviously for disciplinary reasons he was quoted as saying, I did something detrimental to the team and that's why I sat out. I don't know what that is. My first initial thought would be maybe he was the leak of the player who, you know, went to ESPN as Tiki referred to as a little B word, that he went to the media and talked about Brian Daboll screaming at Kafka. I don't know if that's just my speculation. I don't know. But whatever it was, hey, I'm surprised I'm not full of calls here thinking Mike Kafka has to be the next head coach. He held a player accountable. I mean, we love that. That's our favorite thing. That's the problem with every team that's ever lost anything ever, is that there's no accountability. So Mike Kafka, it's on the list of Oprah's favorite things. Accountability. You get benched, and you get benched. So, I mean, I'm surprised all of you aren't big Mike Kafka fans right now. He's holding players accountable. Woohoo! But opening drive looked good. Like, it was almost, I mean, first of all, you know, one, he went to Jameis Winston, which, without question. Now, Jameis Winston, let's be honest, right? He should have thrown about 17 interceptions in this game. Like, he hit more Packers in the chest than he did Giants. Like, there's just, like, let's just be totally honest about what we saw. The New York Giants were, in many ways, lucky to be in this game. Jameis Winston threw 3 picks. Easy. 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 They're running into each other on long passes that either one of them could have caught. The same cornerback dropped 2 in the first half. Like, it was just terrible. But he played Jameis Winston. They go right down the field. I think now you could, like, Kafka is good, and a lot of coaches are, and it doesn't make you a good coach necessarily. But Mike Kafka is good at scripting those first 15. He's good at scripting that drive, man. How many opening touchdown drives have we seen? Jackson Dart's been living on it. And now even with Jameis Winston, right down the field, they take that lead in the touchdown, and you're thinking, you know, maybe a miracle. But then it kind of goes right back to the same thing. The offense kind of stagnates a little bit. And the defense does what it does in the second quarter, in the fourth quarter in particular. You know they're going to give up the 2-point conversion too. Like, you just know it. You know it. I mean, it's just extremely frustrating. But again, for me, a lot of the positives are that we saw everything you need to see. Like, this is on Joe Shane. Like, he needs to go to. We didn't see guys step up. We didn't see a much better game. We saw the same crap. We saw the same crap. And I know teams can fall apart when you lose a coach or get a bounce. Like, you know, we've seen teams last year, I remember famously against the New York Giants when the Raiders decided to move on and hire Pierce. And they took it to the Giants that day. I think that's the game that that was 2 years ago. And that was the game that, what's his name, got hurt, right? Daniel Jones, didn't he get hurt in that game? He blew out his knee against the Raiders? Or was that the game he came back from it?
Weren't they the same game? He came back from the neck and injured the knee?
Yeah, I think so. It might have been his first start back, and then he blew out his knee. But, you know, we've seen teams get bumps from firing coaches. We've seen teams fall apart, like the Jets, from hiring head coaches. And this was neither. This was exactly the same. This was the exact same game the Giants have played all season long. It looked exactly the same. Opening touchdown, offense stagnates from there. Defense plays somewhat well in the first half of the game. Can't hold the lead that they've established in the fourth quarter. And it wasn't the same kind of lead. It wasn't a 10-point lead. But they have a 1-point lead in the fourth quarter. Can't figure it out. Give up the game-tying touchdown and drive. And then offensively, even with moving the football, they're going to make the critical mistake. They're not going to run the route. They're going to make a bad throw. They're going to fumble the football. They're going to have a penalty that sets them back. They're going to do something where they can't come back and accomplish the same task that the Green Bay Packers just did. Like, you know that's the way the game was going to go. And that's how it went. That's how it went. And so to me, this was an indictment of the general manager, especially watching, and even on the second Watson touchdown, I know they're in place. I know it's a great throw. I know he made a great catch. Like, they're in place. Make a play on the ball. They're incapable of making a play. Like, sometimes it's even hard to get on the defensive coordinator. I get it. We're screaming and yelling. He needs to be fired. It's a joke. He hasn't been fired already. And then I saw the report from SMY talking about the idea that, well, it was, they didn't want to make that, because we're all expecting him to be fired later today. Well, when they first promoted Kafka, it was a lot. He was the offensive coordinator. He hadn't dealt with the defensive coaching staff. To ask him to come in and make those changes immediately was unfair. But now after a week, he's got it. After a week of practice, he was able to talk to some coaches, see how it works defensively, and now he's ready to fire the defensive coordinator. I mean, like, really? That's what it took? A week of being the head coach before he could make that decision? And again, does it even matter? Because I'll tell you, on both touchdown passes to Watson, are they not in position to make plays? Like, they're in position to make plays. Is Carter better than this, biting on every single play fake and taking that same inside route? We heard Tiki talk about it. He does the same move every time and gets beat on the outside. Every single time. We saw Dexter Lawrence for the first time, really all season, impact the game in a major way. He was getting real pressure. On the touchdown run, you can watch, he gets triple teamed. Triple teamed, and no one else can make a play. There is coaching, and there is bad coaching, and we have seen it from the New York Giants. But I watch a lot of this game, and I say to myself, these players don't make plays. Plain and simple. Abdul Carter is a rookie, figuring himself out. He is not the stud we had all hoped he would be immediately and making the impact immediately we thought he would. He's just not. Hopefully next year he'll be better, and maybe coaching is impacting him. I don't want to say it's not, because we don't know. Maybe it is. It's certainly early on in the year, whether it was snap counts or whether it was dropping him back into coverage and not letting him do what he does. Like, definitely, without question, I can't tell you he's not been impacted by coaching, but I can tell you when you're the third pick in the draft, I expect you to go out there and be ferocious and make plays no matter who the damn coach is. Same thing with the cornerback Banks. Like, I get it. I heard Laurie talking about it. Drafted specifically for Wink Martindale. Drafted to be in his system, and now he's not. When you're a first-round pick, I don't care what system you're in, you should be able to make plays on the ball. Abdul Carter should be better at this and be more adept at getting to the quarterback and creating pressure and not making mistakes than he is. I don't care who his coach is. I'm not saying it has no impact, but this is a top three overall pick, the best defensive prospect in the draft, supposed to be a can't-miss absolute stud. I don't care who your coach is. Go get after it when it's time to get after it. He hasn't. They're in position to make both touchdowns, theoretically, should have been stopped. I know it was a great pass and a great catch on the second one in the corner of the end zone. I get it. But still, two guys are on him. Someone make a play. Last week against the Bears, they have Williams wrapped up seven times. They can't get him down. Make a play. There's only so much that goes into coaching, man. There's only so much. Sometimes you got to just make a play. You can't tell me Hodgins is greatly coached. He's out there making plays. He's being coached the same way as everybody else. He comes right in off the Pittsburgh Steelers practice squad making plays. The in this game, not only were they dropping interceptions, the Packers are dropping every single pass thrown at them. For a long stretch, in with the wind and everything, Hodgins comes in, he's making sliding catches, diving catches, make plays. Nobody's coaching Jalin Hyatt to quit on a route at the end of the game with 90 seconds left. I promise you, no one is coaching him to run that corner route and give up on it. That's just not a football player. That's what we witnessed. We witnessed they drafted a third-round non-football player. That's not about Brian Daboll. That's not about Mike Kafka. That's not about anything other than Jalin Hyatt is not it. He doesn't have it. For whatever it is, watching that route and watching him stop and give up on it, watching Andrew Phillips give up on the pass in Denver, watching just Banks be unable to make a play on the ball, watching him give up when it comes to tackling the 49ers at the end of that game, that ain't coaching. It's just not, man. It's not coaching. It's who they are. You either want to put your face in that and make the tackle. You either are able to make a play on the ball and not let Watson grab it and hold on to it when you're all over him and right there to make a play. You either run that route and make sure at worst that ball's not intercepted, or you don't. We could scream all day about Shane Bowen. He's awful. Fire him. I'm with you. At some point, it's about the players making plays. I'm watching teams like I was watching. I'm watching the Rams game in Seattle, which, by the way, damn near won the football game while Darnold threw four picks. You got to give it to that Seattle team. I know they lost. He threw four picks, and they damn near beat him on the road. But I'm watching that game, final drive, against a LA defense and a Rams defense that's played great this year, and a D coordinator who's, you know, in the discussion for jobs. Guess how many they dropped? You'll never guess. You'll never believe. On the final drive of the game, when all Seattle has to do is get into field goal range to beat them, you'll never guess. On the second to final play of the game, before the kick, how many guys they dropped. Hell, you'll never guess on the final play of the game, or the final offensive play of the game before the kick, how many they dropped. How about 11? How about 11? It's not always about the play call. Earlier in that drive, they only rushed three. The last play on the reception that gave them just enough to get into field goal range, they dropped everyone. It's not always the play call. It's the players. It's the players. I'm tired of hearing about, like, the idea that you end this game and go, Shane Bowen needs to be fired. I don't disagree, but that's your immediate takeaway? That's your immediate takeaway, that Shane Bowen is the problem? Like, I'm sorry. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of blaming coaches. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of saying Brian Daboll's everything wrong with this team. I'm tired of saying Shane Bowen is everything wrong with this team. Yeah, Vrabel goes to New England. They got 9 wins in 11 games. I get it. Right? Great head coaches make great difference. I would not say otherwise. But sometimes it's just about the freaking players deciding they're going to make a play. And the Giants have too many drafted by this GM who decide not to make plays. Plain and simple. Against Denver, rushing three wasn't the problem. It was the lousy 8 that were in the backfield. That's the problem. And it happens over and over again. I'm tired of it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Well, you know, Xavier McKinney and Julian Love?
Yeah.
What did they do wrong, Chris?
Nothing.
What did they do wrong? And I'm going to tell you, Chris, all right, you know, it was it is funny because as soon as Abdul Carter asked for LT's number.
Yeah.
All right. And you know this because I talked about it, and you have been patient, to say the least. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah.
You've been fair. You've been patient.
And I'll still be patient, you know, with him. He just had a miserable game this game.
Yeah, Chris, look, you know, I remember when LT's first year,
mm-hmm.
he was like eight guys
of course
on the field.
He's not Lawrence Taylor. I don't think anyone is trying to tell you that. He doesn't have to be Lawrence Taylor.
Except him.
Well, he wanted the number. I don't necessarily think it means I'm as good as LT. I mean, it was a bit presumptuous. I agree with you. But he's not LT. I think that's quite clear.
And it's just, I guess that compounds the disappointment. All right, this guy was picked number 3 in the draft. All right, and you know, I'm going to stop watching the draft because Mel Kiper is putting all these guys in Canton on draft night. Everyone, Evan Neal,
well, yeah,
Thibodeau. They're all going to Canton, and I can't take that anymore. All right? I just can't. I mean, watching that, and as Giants fans, this is hard.
It wasn't that hard for me yesterday. It wasn't that hard for me yesterday. I'll be totally honest. Yesterday was not hard. Yesterday was rather easy. Yesterday was rather pleasant. I got to be totally honest. I mean, I was annoyed for 5 minutes because I just knew the way. Whenever you know how it's going to go, and it's in a negative manner with your team, and then it comes to fruition in that exact way, like, it's just like, Jesus, man. If I can see it, if I can change and you can change, then we all, like, you just know what's going to happen, and it still happens. It's frustrating. So by the end of that, and him not running the route, there's just, no matter how much I'll tell you that you should be rooting for losses, and I admit this, there are holes to poke in the tanking argument, what you should be rooting for. Like, I'm kind of glad they lost. I said this. I've been open about it. Any game that Jackson Dart does not play, I don't mind the losing. I don't care. They're probably better off losing. When Jackson Dart plays, I do believe. I don't think year-to-year winning and losing matters all that much. I really don't. I know Jet fans feeling like right now you want to build on something, and you know, and Giant fans are saying, what are you talking about, Chris? All the losing has crept in. You yourself said that this team has found ways to lose. Yeah, but I also think it's year to year. If they ever were to find a way to win one game, suddenly it could build on itself. I don't necessarily think that translates from year to year. I do think there is something to the belief of the quarterback position. He has got to be the leader of the team. He has got to instill belief with the team, the organization, everybody. And so I do think if Jackson Dart is on the field, and it sounds like there's a good chance it will be next week, which, by the way, we'll get to this as well, the second he's able to play and cleared medically, that's exactly what should happen. I can't tell you how many people I've heard, give him the rest of the year, give him the next 4 weeks off, give him the... He's got to play. He's got to play. I don't want to diminish what a concussion is. It's very scary. It's very dangerous, obviously. And they need to protect this kid. But, like, I don't remember Justin Fields when he left with concussion. Everyone's like, oh, you got to give him 6 weeks. Why? Because he's the future, so his health is more important than other players' health. We're like, this concussion's being treated like it's something that, like, it's different than any other player concussion ever. Like, let the doctors decide. It's scary and dangerous, and not a second early. If he's not ready to go, if he hasn't cleared every single thing without question, of course. On a dead season, of course. But the second he's medically cleared, why are we not clearing him? So we'll see if it's next week or the week after, but it sounds like it could be next week. When Jackson Dart is under center, I treat it differently as far as how I feel about it. You can build around the quarterback. You can instill belief in the quarterback. The quarterback needs wins. The rest of the team, I don't think there's anything to it. With Jameis Winston on the field as the quarterback, I really don't care if they win or lose. So yesterday wasn't all that tough for me. I got to be totally honest with you. It wasn't. The opening drive was nice. It clearly showed they made the right decision going to Jameis Winston. They played a competitive football team against a competitive football game against a competitive football team. They were right there to win it. They don't make enough plays too. It's the same crap over and over again, and it helped them in the draft order. It was all in all a relatively painless day. It was. It was relatively a painless day. I'm surprised any Giant fan, I don't know why you'd be all that upset. The season was over anyway. But as far as Abdul Carter, look, he doesn't have to be Lawrence Taylor. And yeah, he's not going to be Lawrence Taylor. Here's the newsflash. Michael Parsons isn't Lawrence Taylor. I mean, all the best defensive players in the league right now are not Lawrence Taylor. Did he break that? I didn't see that. Miles Garrett broke a Lawrence Taylor record today? Which record did he break?
Most consecutive seasons with 12 or more sacks.
Really?
LT had 5. Miles Garrett just got to 6.
Did they count sacks every year of his career? Was sack a stat back in 82? I want to make sure that they started to see when did sacks become a record?
82.
Okay, so 82. 1982. All right, so then it's absolutely legit. No, Miles, I mean, look, I still wouldn't say he's Lawrence Taylor, but he's the best defensive player in the league. No, I know, but I'm just saying. He was telling me he's just messing with me. He doesn't believe it either. I know, but hey, he broke a record. And he's a great defensive player. And Abdul Carter doesn't have to be him either. Like, he doesn't have to be as good as Miles Garrett to justify the third overall pick. We're talking about Lawrence Taylor and the best defensive player in the league. He doesn't have to necessarily be that. He should be the best defensive player on the team. He should be a force. And right now he's not. I'm not going to call him a bust just yet. If you look at some of the, like, I've watched games and felt like he's made an impact. The stats aren't there, and it felt like, and I think Carl Banks said it. It felt like today, or maybe it was Tiki, it was one of the two. It felt like he was chasing a sack. Like, and that, you know, he was punished for the first drive of the game and wasn't allowed to play. Then he got in. They're 2-8 on their way to 2-9. He has 0 sacks. Got guys, you know, calling him bust left and right. Caller wants to call in, call him a bust. He's looking to put up some numbers. And he was taking guesses out there. And he was hoping he guessed right. And that's not good enough. It's just not good enough. It's not good enough. And he needs to be better. But I'm not ready to call him a bust. I expect him to continue to get better. And next year, hopefully, he will play up to the level and standard that we all expected from him. But it's not happening right now. It's not happening right now. But for me, it was a good game. It solidified the issue they have with the roster and the general manager. And they lost. And they got a better draft pick because of it. And right now they're sitting there with the number 2 pick. And the other things that happened from this game, before the game obviously, was, and we'll get to it here in the next hour, I'll give you some of the names here. If you didn't see, Jay Glazer of Fox Sports before the game came out with a couple of comments about the Giants head coaching search, which again is being led by Joe Shane. And I'm still hung up on the idea that this ownership group is like, the idea is they're still weighing his options while he's the one leading the quarterback search. Like, I know it's just names that he's gathering at this point, but think about that. Jay Glazer has a list of names that are under consideration for the next head coach of the New York Giants, and it's being given to him, and that list is being put together by a general manager who has no business being here, who could theoretically be out the door. Why does he have anything to do with this search? I'll never know. He better be back. It's one thing to be wrong. It's another to be incompetent. And if the New York Giants and ownership feel like Joe Shane has done a good job and he should stay, I think they're wrong. If ownership and the New York Giants aren't sure about him, but yet they're letting him run the search for quarterback, that feels incompetent. I'd rather have them just wrong than incompetent. If I wasn't sure if he's coming back and he's still under evaluation, he sits in the corner and does nothing until I decide. We let this play out. We see how the season goes and his talent, and to me, yesterday was an indictment against him. But we sit here, we watch, we evaluate, and then we make a decision. And in the meantime, he sits in the corner. He doesn't lead the search for the next head coach, but apparently he is. And Jay Glazer spent some time with the Giants, and he came up with a list of names they're considering. First off, college is not one of them, which I tend to agree with. I don't love the idea of bringing a college coach up here, even one with Lane Kiffin, who had about 10 minutes of experience in the NFL, and it could not have gone worse. And I know he has a relationship with the quarterback. I would not hire Lane Kiffin. I think that would be a mistake. And the Giants, as of right now, the word is they are not interested in a head coach, and the report came out on Friday that Bill Belichick has taken his name out of the running. There were reports that the Giants were never considering him anyway, but whatever. Bill Belichick is out. College coaches are out. And the names are Mike McCarthy, Matt Nagy, Arthur Smith, which is a real special one, Spags, and Lou Anarumo. None of those names excite me all that much, but I do think there is a clear number one of the names presented to us by Jay Glazer yesterday, and we'll get to it next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.